Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, April 20th, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, a new rumor adds more details to Apple's alleged plans for the iPhone 18 Pro and iPhone 18 Pro Max colors. Macworld, citing a source familiar with Apple's supply chain, says that Apple is developing four color options for these devices. There's a light blue, described as similar to the current mist blue color of the base iPhone 17. Dark cherry, described as deep wine-like red, rather than a bright fruit punch-style red. Silver, described as similar to the iPhone 17 Pro silver. And a dark gray, similar to a classic space black. This isn't the first we've heard about Apple's development of a red shade iPhone 18 Pro. Bloomberg reported in February that Apple was developing a new deep red color option, while Weibo leaker Digital Chat Station reported in October that Apple was working on a burgundy color. This report, however, paints it as more of a purple than a red. It won't be bright and flashy like the current cosmic orange iPhone 17 Pro. Instead, it will be more muted and subdued. And speaking of Cosmic Orange, the rumor says that Apple will discontinue the Cosmic Orange color option for the iPhone 18 Pro. There had been speculation Apple might keep it around, given its immense popularity, but it's looking like that won't be the case. And finally, the report cautions that these colors are still in development, and the iPhone 18 Pro hasn't gone into mass production yet, so Apple still has time to change them. Still, these are the colors in development and currently slated for the iPhone 18 Pro. We're sponsored this week by CardPointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. CardPointers shows you in-depth details about rewards and offers for each of your cards. Most CardPointers users save more than $750 per year with these recommendations. CardPointers is available on all of Apple's platforms, including iPhone, iPad, Mac, and Apple Watch. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 30% and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to CardPointers for their support of the show. Next up today, we have more details about what's next for the Mac. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that the next generation Mac Studio might not arrive until October. This is particularly notable given the current state of Mac Studio availability. The current Mac Studio is offered in M3 Ultra and M4 Max configurations, but the machine is heavily delayed and several higher-end models are completely out of stock. A refresh is certainly due, but supply chain constraints are apparently impacting Apple's ability to deliver the M5-powered Mac Studio update. Gurman says that Apple had been aiming for a release around the middle of the year, likely timed to WWDC in June, but now that has been pushed back by several months. Meanwhile, these supply shortages and supply chain problems are also affecting Apple's plans for the next MacBook Pro. The next MacBook Pro, as we've talked about, is expected to feature a ton of updates, including a new OLED display with a dynamic island, a touchscreen, and a more powerful M6 Pro and M6 Max chip. Previously, Gurman had said that Apple was targeting a late 2026 to early 2027 launch for the new MacBook Pro, with many expecting an announcement around October or November. He now says, however, that supply constraints mean the MacBook Pro launch is slightly delayed, and it possibly won't arrive until early next year, so the far end of that timeline. This is primarily due to the industry-wide shortage for components like RAM and storage. This is what's also delaying the update to the Mac Studio. Gurman says that the software accommodations for the brand new touchscreen MacBook Pro will be ready for the fall as part of macOS 27, which again points to the delay being related to supply shortages, not any sort of software development problem. So with those two updates and potential delays in mind, it's unclear when Apple's next update to the Mac lineup will be. We're also still waiting on M5 versions of the Mac Mini, but there's currently no word on whether that update is also delayed by these supply shortages. Rounding out today, we have a couple of tidbits about what to expect from iOS 27. First, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that the artwork for WWDC 2026 gives us our first look at the new design for Siri coming as part of iOS 27. So along with the actual functionality of Siri being dramatically updated as part of iOS 27, we also now expect a new design. Bloomberg says that the new voice assistant design includes visual elements that resemble the glow effect seen in the WWDC 2026 art. It is reportedly most striking when the iPhone is used in dark mode, which is why the WWDC art uses a black background. Bloomberg says the design currently being tested includes a Siri interface that sits within the dynamic island. When the voice assistant is triggered, the island expands with a prompt that reads search or ask, accompanied by a glowing cursor. This would be the second time Apple has redesigned the Siri interface in this new era, with the first being the rainbow lighting effect around the edge of the display debuted as part of iOS 18. But because the intended features for that version of the voice assistant failed to ship on time, Apple appears to have gone back to the drawing board and is planning another rebrand. Second, Bloomberg says that Apple is testing a tweak to the home screen in iOS 27 that would be helpful for when you're making changes to your home screen layout. Apple is reportedly planning to add an undo and a redo button in that menu in the upper left corner that appears when making home screen adjustments. This will make it easier to fix any mistakes that you make while trying to perfect your home screen layout. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.